All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Blitz is live. And hour and first down has begun. Gentlemen, we know last week that the 2021 NBA All-Star starters were announced. Well, last night it looks like the All-Star reserves have also been announced to each and individual squad. From the West, we have Chris Paul, Paul George, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Zion Williamson, and Anthony Davis. From the East, we have James Harden, Julius Randle, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Zach LaVine, Ben Simmons, and Nikola Vucevic. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, Vucevic. Zach LaVine finally becoming an All-Star. Finally put some respect on his name. He should have been one last year. He's actually having an MVP-like season, but he just plays for sorry Bulls right now. He's having a great year. I think also, looking at that, Julius Randle.
That was the one I was going to say, too.
That was another guy who's having a great season, feeding off of what he did last season, and he's actually one of the top like point forwards in the league right now, but he also plays on a middle-of-the-road, below-average team in the Knicks, but he actually is responsible for a lot of wins that they've had this season. So, pretty solid All-Star.
Yeah.
Only thing is probably in the West, Dame got screwed for Luka.
Did he? You watch the game last night? Three-pointer with 20 seconds left to go ahead, and then the three-pointer as buzzer beater expired, and not to mention that game was on ESPN. You know what the game right after it was? The Portland Trailblazers.
It was on TNT.
Oh, TNT, excuse me. The Trailblazers had to play immediately after the Mavericks. So all the talk that they did about their boy Dame, oof. You had to watch Luka hit a game-winning buzzer-beater three-pointer against the Celtics.
A lot of people say Devin Booker. He probably got snubbed. Likely should have been on that team. Yeah, Book, he's having a good year. Maybe Trae Young. There's a lot of snubs.
Chris Middleton. Certainly, he's had a massive year.
Yeah, Chris Middleton of the Bucks. He's another guy that's always been underrated. Fred VanVleet. Mm-hmm. With the Raptors. He's had a big season. So there's a lot of talented people also who could have made it that they left off. But you're also going to get most of the star power. And that's what you got.
Yeah. No doubt about it. I am pretty excited. Again,
I love the All-Star game.
Especially if they can get another competitive game under their belt. Guys, second down. The Pittsburgh Steelers have announced that they want Big Ben back. And it looks like all accounts point to him wanting to return as well. Team President Art Rooney has acknowledged that the mutual desire between the Steelers and their longtime quarterback in a statement on Wednesday morning. He said this, quote, and also this was tweeted out a part of the Steelers PR team. Ben Roethlisberger and I met yesterday morning. We had a productive meeting. We were able to discuss a lot of things that relate to where we are and where we want to go. Ben assured me that he is committed to coming back to help us win, and I told Ben that we would like to have him back to help us win a championship. We both understand that the next step is to work out Ben's contract situation.
On one hand, I think it just looks like, I mean, who else is Big Ben going to go to? He's got to, if he wants to stay starter, I feel like he's got to stay there. And, of course, he's going to work that contract so he can stay a starter with the Steelers. I think it's kind of dumb for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it's time to just go in the new direction.
Yeah, move on.
And he's done great. I mean, two Super Bowls. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He brought the Steelers back to prominence, and each year they've had him as quarterback, they have a shot to do something in the playoffs. This past year was pretty bad because they started off, 10-0 or 8-0, something like that.
I think it was more than that, wasn't it?
It was 11-0. I think it was 11-0. And then they just, down the stretch, they might have lost their last six or last five. So I would have went another route, but also – if you're a fan, you want your team to go to the playoffs. If you get a rookie starting over from scratch, I mean, maybe
you got Dobbs back there.
Yeah, but
Astro Dobbs.
It seems like Dobbs is not a plan. Is not a part of their future. Like they'll throw him in there every now and again, but if they really thought he was going to be their starter, they would have moved on from Ben two seasons ago.
I wonder if there's any teams out there who have looked at the last 5 or 6 years or so and who might give out some kind of contract to Ben, thinking that hey, maybe they could be one of these teams who are an experienced veteran quarterback away from a Super Bowl run in 2 years.
I don't think Ben's that kind of quarterback.
And I don't think there's any quarterbacks on the same level as the two guys who have done it in those 6 years, both Peyton and Tom. But I do wonder. Teams are desperate out there, man. Owners are desperate out there. I wonder if there's anybody out there who might look at Ben. And again, we won't know this anymore if he does go back to the Steelers. But maybe in Chicago, maybe they say, look, we're so desperate for anything. Maybe an experienced quarterback can be the final piece that takes us into a deep playoff run. Now, I don't have any confidence in that, but hey, maybe somebody out there is thinking it. And here we go. Second down. Guys, talking a little bit about baseball, San Diego Padres majority owner Peter Seidler couldn't make it any clearer. He doesn't think that San Diego is a small market, but rather views it for what it is, the eighth largest city in the United States. Did you know that? San Diego. Eighth largest city in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people consider San Antonio a small market. It's seventh.
Yeah. That is true. Basically, this whole conversation was just kind of going around the $340 million deal for Fernando Tatis Jr. That's your guy, isn't it?
I like him, yeah.
Last year, you claimed that the Padres were your team and that Tatis was your guy.
Well, that was after my Mets had fallen apart.
Yeah.
But, you know, Rick, we got a new owner now. We're a new baseball team.
Is this the new owner that hates the people?
He doesn't hate the people.
Is this the new owner that doesn't want the people to have their money?
He wants the people to have their money. But he also wants to have his money to spend on my Mets. So, yeah.
Sure. There you go. That's that's where that one makes sense.
What were they calling San Diego last season?
Slam Diego.
Slam Diego. Yeah, no. They were definitely doing it. Hitting balls out left and right. That's a huge move by them. They're showing a commitment to win. They got Machado. They got him. And that dude is strong.
Why do you think those teams have, or like those cities have a reputation of being a small market like San Diego and San Antonio? Do you think it's because they only have one professional team?
Yeah, I do.
Maybe it's that, and then it's like the major surrounding cities near them, like San Antonio. Then you got Dallas that's nearby that's won all the titles, and Houston as well. And then as far as San Diego, I mean, you're
right
by LA. It's always been about the Clippers, the Lakers. I mean, a little bit about, I guess,
Dodgers.
The Dodgers, yeah, exactly. So, like, they've always been in the shadow. Even though they're huge markets, they've been in the shadow of the bigger markets that are adjacent.
I mean, Sacramento is capital?
Mm-hmm.
Of
yep.
California?
Mm-hmm.
And again, do we look at the Kings in any way as, you know, one of the big market teams?
No, it's definitely considered a smaller market.
Move the Kings to Seattle.
Seattle needs a basketball team again for sure.
It's not a bad idea at all.
It's a good time.
Well, I think, aren't they contemplating expansion?
Yeah, they've been talking about that for years because they finally have that arena that's being built, I guess, for the hockey.
The Kraken.
Yeah, the Kraken.
Mm.
And then they were talking about they could just redo where the Supersonics used to play. There's been a lot of talk about Seattle getting a basketball team again eventually. I think it'll happen.
That would be cool.
I don't know why they moved to Oklahoma City ever still. Still don't get it.
Third down. Let's see. Guys, remember a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the big video game news?
Yeah, college NCAA.
That's exactly what we were talking about. The NCAA will be back, returning to the next generation consoles. But we had a little bit of news out of it from one school in particular. The University of Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick has said that his school will not provide its name, logos, and other branding property to EA Sports.
You can't be Notre Dame?
For the game until new rules that determine whether athletes will be able to receive a cut of the game's profits are finalized. The NCAA has indicated that it intends to change its rules to allow college athletes the ability to make money from some type of endorsement deals. Federal and state lawmakers have also pushed legislation that would open up similar opportunities, some of which are scheduled to go into effect as early as this summer. But Brandon, that is correct. You will not be able to play as Notre Dame in the game.
Well, I mean, I like the articles. I think that the NCAA is going to move to pass something where with a name, image, likeness. So I think you'll still be able to play with Notre Dame if you want to.
Yeah, I do too. And last but not least, this one isn't really as much of a news story, but kind of just something fun to share. Guys, when we were watching the baseball game last night, Tennessee got a home run, and this was actually posted on Twitter. First person I had seen it from was Jordan Kramer. But you know how in baseball, somebody will hit a home run, they'll jog the bases, they come back, you get the big celebration at home plate, head back into the dugout. Typically, the team, you know, going through a little bit of a celebration of an extent, right? To celebrate the guy who just hit a home run.
Yeah. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, the good times were celebrated with McDonald's. Brandon, the prop that Tennessee baseball uses to celebrate a home run when they get back into the dugout. You can see the video right here for yourself. Look what it is. What the players hold up for them right here. The McDonald's bag.
Oh, it's a bad look.
You think that's a bad look?
It's a bad look.
What do you think about one of your teams?
They hold up a McDonald's bag?
Trolling your other team.
It's a bad look.
I think it's kind of funny. Eh. Chance?
It's okay, I guess. I don't mind it. They were trolling the other team?
Well, I assume they're trolling football.
No. Tennessee don't forget, remember we're handing out trolling. McDonald's bags full of cash?
Yes, yes.
And then our baseball team, as they celebrate a home run, you get a McDonald's bag when you get back to the dugout? No, it's a bad look.
That's, yeah, that's kind the of baseball team is trolling the football team. No,
I thought
no, no.
You were saying the other team was doing it.
No,
yeah,
this
that's a bad
is,
look.
This is the Tennessee
baseball
I don't
think you
team.
Should do that.
I kind of love it. Look, that's in the past. It's not like this is going to split up the fan base. How dare you make fun of the McDonald's bag? How dare you make fun of what Jeremy Pruitt was doing here? Like, people aughs going to be saying that. Everybody
Well, no,
laughs.
Nobody's saying that, but it's just a bad look. Optics, Rick.
Optics.
I think Brandon's right.
Okay, fair enough.
On that one.
Fair enough.
Well, are we going to get the NCAA investigating our baseball team now?
No, the baseball team is smooth. Don't even put that idea out there.
Well, Brandon. Don't be celebrating with McDonald's bags.
Alright, here we go back here on the Blitz, 11:17 a.m. Rick, Brandon, and Chance hanging out with you as we are making our way through the second hour of the show today. Hey, we got a call from DR Vol earlier in the show. If you would like to jump on the phone lines as well, well then 865-546-8200. It'll just take a quick second to call. Chance will answer you over on the phones, and we will get down to business. Speaking of getting down to business, gentlemen, Tennessee is not the only basketball team taking the court tonight, as here's a little bit about what you can expect coming up in the basketball world tonight. 7 o'clock p.m. on the SEC Network, South Carolina, Mississippi State. 9 o'clock p.m. on ESPN2. Number 6, Alabama. Number 20, Arkansas. That right there is a big game. Now, I don't think that Arkansas can jump Alabama in the rankings, but that's still a big game for Arkansas to get a huge win.
It's the top two teams in the conference.
Uh-huh.
And Arkansas has been playing a lot better of late.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the last time these two teams played, Alabama just, I mean, they just beat them down.
They waxed 31 points.
But this is a different Arkansas team. I believe they are, they're healthy now. Mm-hmm. They've got all their guys back. So I expect a closer game, but I still think Alabama's going to, I still expect Alabama to win. If they win this, they're going to go undefeated in conference.
Yeah.
Or not undefeated, but that one basically loss. Only have one loss. It's insane. How do they get such an easy schedule?
I don't know. And I know that, you know, not that like Alabama jumped from out of nowhere this year. We know that they were supposed to be pretty good, but they really have just had a stupid good season. And again, a lot of that is just from shooting the ball. They are a very, very good shooting team. They're four top players, all averaging in double digits right now. They are averaging 80.9 points per game. Which, by the way, I asked you this yesterday during the break, and I can't really remember your answer. I'll ask you it again. Does it make you nervous to the extent that, you know, you're this far in the season, even Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's got a better offense than you. Average more points per game, just around the same percentage mark, same rebounds per game. You have, two assists more.
No. Look at the points allowed.
62-73.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. You obviously play a completely different game when you're Tennessee and when you're Vanderbilt each game. Vanderbilt just has to score as many points as possible. Tennessee typically has their opponent in pretty good shape in terms of what their score on the board is. So obviously that plays into a little bit of a different game when you are Tennessee. So yeah, I'm definitely with you on that one.
I mean, the offense concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Vanderbilt scores slightly more points than you on average does not concern me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I'd agree. I just had seen that in the preview notes. Otherwise, not a ton going on in the college basketball landscape tonight. NC State, number 15, West Virginia. Number 11, Florida State, Miami. And then you got number 13, Creighton in action as well. Certainly a couple of games on the menu tonight. How about this? Number 2, Baylor, had quite the scare last night. We almost had a late top 25 unexpected change as number 2, Baylor, trails at halftime to unranked Iowa State. Iowa State, who is, who is Vanderbilt plus A&M of the Big 12. They're 2-17 this year, 0-14 in conference, 0-13 before yesterday. And again, they are the ones to push Baylor up to the ropes. And I guess, if you want to take away anything from that, it's a little bit of a reminder that college basketball is still a crazy game.
I mean, you had a bunch of upsets last night. You had Kansas State, who's not very good, beat Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State.
Yeah.
Got themselves. I think they're gonna play themselves onto the bubble.
They got themselves a top 5 win.
Yeah, after they beat Illinois last night at home. Tom Izzo could get back on the bubble. And then, you know who else I think is going to play their way? And they still got some work to do, but I think they're going to make the tournament.
Who?
Josh Pastner and those Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
Oh.
We were clowning Kentucky for losing them earlier in the year,
mm-hmm.
but they're not bad. They are not bad. They absolutely smoked Miami on Saturday. I'd like to see. And the score is not even close to how bad they actually beat them.
And then you only follow that up with a top 16, number 16 upset over Virginia Tech. Pretty good.
They still got some work to do, though.
Let me ask you this question. Who will be ranked higher in their tournament, big tournament, March
seated
Madness
higher?
Tournament? Mm-hmm, seated higher. Will it be the Tennessee basketball team, the Tennessee men's team, or the Tennessee women's basketball team? Who will have a higher seating?
What are you doing?
Just curious.
What are you doing?
Seeing what you're going to say.
I think it'll...
Because I have a women's projection right here.
It'll probably likely be the women, their big win over number 2 South Carolina. I haven't watched a lot of Lady Vol games, but I'd say that they probably got a better shot right now just on how where their season is at this point compared to where the guys are.
I feel like they're about the same. I mean, yeah, they got that win against South Carolina. But then they followed up with a loss to Georgia.
Tennessee Lady Vols, currently projected as number 3 seed.
When was that updated?
In their tournament. This was updated yesterday. Yesterday at 9:45 a.m.
Even after they lost to Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kelly.
Hey.
Kelly.
It is basketball time in Tennessee right now. We're starting to get close to these tournaments. Starting to get close. So, real quick, I guess now is about as good of a time as any to kind of wrap up some of the conversation regarding tonight's game. Any kind of last-minute thoughts about what Tennessee is going to have to do in order to, again, we're expecting Tennessee to win this game. We believe that there is no reason that Tennessee should lose this game. But is there anything that you're looking at in particular to help solidify that win?
Well, I mean, can Victor Bailey continue to play well? He seems like he's kind of figured things out. John Fulkerson. You going to show up tonight? You going to be on a milk carton? Who knows? Does Jaden Springer bounce back after his worst game of the season? Only putting up 4 points on Saturday, so see if he can bounce back. And then does Triple J play? Does he get back in the lineup tonight? Is he healthy enough to play?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Trying to see if Triple J can play. You need him. You want him to have a couple games and not just come back like, you know, a week before the tournament starts. And then consistency, this should be a game where you just get back to the basics. This is a game where you work on everything that you've been faltering on and you try to just get everything back to the fundamentals, because it's a game where you should win. Shouldn't be too tough of a daunting task. Like, you should win easily if you just come out and probably just run an up-and-down game. But they should really try to get back to the basics and get back to playing, you know, just a full 40 minutes of basketball.
Also, I'd like to see a little bit more aggressiveness, a little bit more driving to the hoop instead of settling for mid-range jumpers.
They were doing that a couple games in a row, and then it seems like they're getting back to their old ways as of recent. Also, since we're talking about conference tournaments, did you guys see the Conference USA news?
They canceled theirs?
Well, they haven't canceled it, but this is from Western Kentucky's official Twitter page. Due to COVID-19 protocols, tickets for the 2021 Conference USA Basketball Championships will not be available for sale to the general public due to limited capacity. Each institution in the Conference USA will receive a very limited number of tickets for just family and friends. So they're not going to have general public. I would say that you see that maybe news from a lot more conferences doing that. Maybe not the bigger conferences, because they probably need to make some money back for money that they lost this past year. So they'll probably allow a limited number of fans. But these smaller Conference USA, maybe the American Athletic, a lot more of your group of five conference tournaments, I bet that they don't allow fans.
You know, I will say this. I think my speculation, or my prediction, is that March Madness and the surrounding tournaments might be one of the final sporting events that I think that we will have to really deal with, you know, a lot of the attendance questions in the sports world. Now, that's not coming off of anything, you know, any kind of medical or scientific information that I have, but what I do have is information from the NFL. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the NFL is planning on basically all teams to allow 75% capacity into their games coming up in the fall. The NFL is so confident in that fact as well that is now being factored into the projected salary cap revenue numbers. So they are so confident that, A, they will be able to roll out 75%, you know, attendance, and B, that will be filled, that, again, they're basically already spending the revenue that they believe they're going to earn. So that tells me that, okay, the NFL is extremely confident in the fact they will get 75% of its live audience back by the fall. We know that not too much typically goes on during the summer. We know that baseball had the World Series, had fans at the World Series in Texas. So baseball will likely, even again, be trying to get back to a place where they're going to start to allow more and more fans into these arenas. I wonder.
Well, even I know New York, Cuomo is, like, New York teams are going to allow like 10% capacity. So
again,
Knicks, Mets, Yankees.
Just kind of, you know, a little bit of speculation on my part. And again, it is much more based off of sports information as opposed to medical and scientific information. But I'm just looking at what these leagues are doing and getting ready for the future. And that tells me that they're getting ready for big fan-attended games. So again, maybe these college basketball tournaments are kind of one of the final pieces we have of the puzzle where we're kind of saying, all right, well, maybe it's going to be super limited or general public will not be sold tickets or something along those lines. I also have the question of, if you're the NFL and you're going to add 75%, is there really a big difference between just taking that to 100%? I don't know. I mean, that's a huge number already. It's not like we're talking, you know, 10% to 40%. And you're already averaging 75% of the people in there. Kind of surprised that it's not just taken up to 100, but slowly but surely, the tortoise wins the race. Either way, just a little bit of speculation there about what might be happening in the future in the sports world. There's a little bit of information about what games you may or may not be able to go to in the future, and there is a little bit more Tennessee basketball talk. Guys, we still got to give out our final predictions for this game coming up tonight, and we still got a couple more things on the menu for today. Let's go ahead and take a quick break here, then come back on the other side and see what we can get into. Again, phone line's still wide open. Don't go anywhere. All right, here we go back here on the Blitz, 11:34 a.m., which means we are roughly about 5 hours away from Tennessee baseball taking the diamond. They play Arkansas Pine Bluff in the second of their two-game series, and then just a couple of hours after that, of course, we'll have the Tennessee basketball game on tonight on the SEC Network. Got another late tip-off, 9 o'clock p.m., although, hey, depending on who you ask, that is the time that most people want. So, late game tonight, either way, but still should be a fun one. All right, so I wanted to take a second here because, frankly, we've gone through a lot of our information that we needed to get out in the show. We got through a lot of it pretty quickly. Gave you everything you needed to know about the basketball game. We talked a little bit about the football team with Quavarius Crouch, the video that he was featured in for the Tennessee football team, going through some of their workouts. So we've hit a lot of the local news. We've hit some of the professional news around the sports world. But I keep coming back to this one conversation in my head. And that right there, oh, that's the intro for it. Gentlemen, we got a couple more minutes left in the day. It is a Wednesday in the middle of the week. Let's have a little fun. Let's play a little Rank That. All right, so here's what we're ranking. Doing. Here's what we're doing. Right, we talked about earlier. I want your Mount Rushmore. I want you to rank your individual greatest athletes, greatest, what is this, individual sport athletes ever. Gave you about, talked about this at the beginning of the show, told you you may need to know this list for later, and here's why.
Okay, so you... Do you want me to rank or Mount Rushmore? Because if it's a Mount Rushmore, I don't have to give them in any particular order.
Chance, what do you think? I mean, Rushmore or a ranking?
I mean, it's called Rank That.
And if we rank, how many are we ranking? Four? Five?
Top four.
Top four.
All right. Number four.
Okay.
Usain Bolt.
Oh.
Solid.
Did you guys see the video of the video that was going around on Twitter yesterday? Usain Bolt versus the Americans in the greatest 4x1 relay race of all time. Both the Jamaicans and the Americans set world records, but the Jamaicans won.
Number three. Let's go with Serena.
Interesting.
Number three.
Disrespectful.
I immediately feel like
Serena's a little
low. You
don't even know who the rest of my list is.
I immediately feel like Serena's a little low.
Keep going.
Sorry.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay.
Michael Phelps.
Gold medals, baby. Gold medals. How do you go against gold medals? Yeah.
Number one. Muhammad Ali. There's a reason they call him the greatest. The great one.
The great one.
Muhammad Ali, number one.
Okay.
I feel like I have a pretty solid list.
You do have a pretty solid list, but any of our lists are going to be, like, they're going to be scrutinized against because, like, we're going to have to leave somebody great off.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't put on Tiger in your list. That was where the whole conversation started.
I didn't have any
golf. But then we asked during the break, if you're putting Tiger, does that mean you have to put Jack Nicklaus?
You didn't put Tiger?
He didn't put Tiger.
Wow.
I have no golfers on my list.
Wow.
Chance, do you have your list, or do you want me to go ahead with mine?
I want you to go ahead first.
All right, so there's a lot of great names we can go from, Brandon. There's a lot of great names that we've talked about already. My number one greatest individual sport athlete of all time.
You're going from one to four?
I guess
you got to go from four to one. You got to build it up.
Four to one. Okay. Okay. My number four. Brandon, I got to also be honest. I went Usain Bolt here. I went Usain Bolt in my number four spot. I love Usain Bolt. Incredible. The greatest runner of all time. Usain Bolt won gold medals in the 100 meter, 200 meter, 4x1 relay. He's done a lot. Number three, Tiger Woods. I just asked the question, if you're going to put Tiger, do you have to put Jack Nicklaus? The answer is no, because Tiger did it better. In his 15th major, marks one of the greatest comebacks in sports history. In his first 14, oh, he just showed that he could dominate the entirety of the sport for his whole career. Number two, Serena Williams. How do you go against Serena? It's so tough. She is as dominant as a person has ever walked on this earth in anything. And the number one, as I put gold medals above anything else. When you do it at that level, going up against the world, then you get the top spot. Michael Phelps has 28 medals. 23 of them are plated in gold.
Solid list, solid list. Number four, I'm going to go with nobody went with anybody out of, well, nobody from the male side. I go Roger Federer.
Tennis.
Yep. He's been pretty dominant. The Swiss superstar. Number three, I'll go Usain Bolt. The last two are pretty tough. You know, I could go with
Earnhardt. There's going to be a big one you're missing here.
I could go with somebody from boxing. Could go with a lot of different people. But I will say Tiger, number two.
Okay.
Tiger's my number two. All the majors and the fact of when you're playing golf, you got to go out and, you know, a four-day span and knock off 100 total participants sometimes. And then just Jack obviously was great, and he has more majors than Tiger. But Tiger just would beat people by just huge margins whenever he was actually in the heyday of Tiger. And how long, I think it was like it's over 10 years at number one. So Tiger, number two, and my number one is Serena. Yeah. I think that anybody, especially a woman, obviously a guy doesn't have the opportunity, but to go out and win a major, to win a major event while pregnant. She did it while she was 8 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
And then made two more finals within just a little bit over a year of giving birth when she came back after she did give birth to her daughter. So I think Serena's one of the greatest individual athletes we've seen. And she's my number one. Also, honorable mention, would have to go to Justify.
Justify. The horse?
Yeah.
No.
The horse?
You can't give it to a horse.
Last racehorse to win the Triple Crown.
You can't give it to a horse.
Before that, jockey? It had been since 1935. Justify is my honorable mention.
If Chance is going to put a horse,
I did.
Then I should have put Ric Flair in my top four.
I said honorable mention. You could have put Ric Flair.
I should have put him in. He's my honorable mention. 16-time champion. Woo!
Well, American Pharoah did it 3 years prior. So who are you going with, American Pharoah or Justify?
I'm still going with Justify. I think that's my favorite. Was it 3 years? I thought Justify was. I guess I forget the
Justify Pharaoh. Was 2018. American Pharaoh was 2015. Huh? And then Affirmed 1978.
Oh, I would have thought that Pharaoh came after Justify too.
I thought it was Justify before. Yeah, well, American Pharaoh up there too. They both can be.
You can't put a horse.
I did.
You can't put
a
horse.
I just put two of them.
No.
Pharaoh and Justify.
You can't put a horse on the greatest athletes of all time.
I thought about, like I said.
Hey, technically, though, like if you look at the animals of the animal kingdom, the horse has to be one of the absolute greatest athletes of the animal kingdom.
Oh, without a doubt.
No.
Without a doubt.
Yes. Without You're not going to say a horse is in the top three athletes
Especially
of the animal kingdom?
A racehorse.
Oh, come on.
A racehorse.
A dolphin.
A dolphin?
Yes.
You think a dolphin can hold a candle in athleticism to a horse?
Yes.
What? I mean, I don't know, but I don't think so.
A dolphin?
A dolphin?
Since when?
What are we? I don't even know what we're comparing here.
The athleticism
of a horse.
Of the animal kingdom.
What can a horse do that's athletic? Dolphins can jump out of water, do flips.
There's a sport based around horses being
horses
athletic.
Also jump.
Could you imagine a sport based around dolphins? It'd be incredible.
Yeah, it probably would. All right, you know, I got to say, talking with Cam and talking with John out there in the studio, the athleticism of the animal kingdom might be my new favorite topic of conversation. It's very intriguing. I can't even imagine how many tabs Brandon has pulled up on his browser right now. Just tiger top speed, horse top speed.
Well, it's more
dolphin
than just
top
speed.
I know. That was the thing we were figuring out. You got to weigh in strength and agility and speed, smarts. Intelligence.
You ever been bit by a horse? Pretty strong.
No, and I desperately hope I never have that happen to me.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Most athletic animal and why? On land, the cheetah is the fastest, so you could argue that they might be the most athletic. Sharks in the water are fast and agile. I feel like you can make the same argument with dolphins.
But the shark has the shark is
who's
way
winning
more,
the shark or the
shark
dolphin?
Is way more
the
vicious.
Shark.
No,
the shark is
look
no.
it up. Look it up.
Really?
Look it up.
Okay.
Dolphin versus shark. Who wins? Look it up. I dolphin guarantee you, it's a shark. Dolphin.
What is it gonna do?
Can dolphins use their strong snouts as a powerful weapon to ram the sharks, targeting their soft underbellies and gills to cause injury? Sharks pose less of a threat to larger members of the dolphin family.
Give me Randy Travis.
Wow.
What is Give me top, Randy Travis.
What is the top predator in the ocean?
I can't find it.
Killer whale.
Orca whale.
It's the same thing.
Really?
Orca is a killer whale. What are you?
I'm not Cam. I'm not you. I don't know these things. Sorry. But you learn something new every day. That was mine.
Also, another entry for most athletic animal in the animal kingdom.
Keep them coming.
Ants.
Ants.
Oh, yeah, fire ants.
Ants are incredibly strong considering their size. If you go based on size, they are incredibly strong. So strong.
Aren't they like one of the strongest animals
yes.
out there, pound for pound?
Yes.
Or like...
Pound for pound.
Ounce for ounce. Which does an ant weigh? I don't know.
All right, let's see.
Top 10 reasons sharks are afraid of dolphins.
5,000 times its own body weight.
What?
Yeah.
5,000?
And the average field ant weighs about 1 to 5 milligrams. So 5,000 times that would be about 5 to 25 grams.
So 5,000 milligrams is about 1/10 of a pound? It's pretty good.
5,000 times its own body weight. That's They're incredibly
wild.
Strong.
It's wild. That's why they say that Ant-Man... like the most powerful superhero ever. Because you got to think, like normal man size with 5,000 times strength.
Yeah.
God. Superhuman.
Ants. See, you learn things today.
Sneaky
you
strong.
Learn how you strong did. Ants are. You learn that dolphins can are? Kick sharks' ass.
Yeah. Way I'm to go.
I'm still taking the shark.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm not betting against the shark, but major props
to
the
you just
dolphin.
Looked it up on Google, and I just told you.
I don't care what Google says.
Fine, you'd lose. You'd lose. If we put $20 on it, you'd be paying me
$20.
It
comes into the world.
The shark is the betting favorite, okay?
I'm taking
you
the shark.
You're taking the value, but we're taking the money favorite.
You take Buster Douglas. I'll take Tyson. That one time Buster Douglas got Tyson. That one time. I'm taking the shark.
Yeah, there's this
I'm taking the predator.
SeaWorld article.
You know what
Why
a dolphin was?
Afraid of
it is so flipper. This is way before any of you used time, but flipper. This is a fun-loving dolphin.
People undervalue dolphins.
You know what kind of movies they have about sharks? Jaws.
Also, Shark
who
Tale.
Cares? Dolphins are so much smarter.
And Sharknado.
Are so much
there was no Dolphin-nado.
Fair point.
It's all hype. Dolphin has
There's
the brains.
A great white dolphin.
You guys remember?
Hammerhead dolphin.
You guys remember the
sharks?
The movie Shark Tale with absolutely star-studded cast: Will Smith, Robert De Niro, Renee Zellweger, Angelina Jolie, Jack Black, and Martin Scorsese. What a cast! Scorsese, Black, Jolie, Zellweger, De Niro, Smith.
Shark Tale. I feel like that movie sucks.
They made the fish actually kind of resemble Will Smith. I always thought that. It was always the weirdest thing ever. They kind of made it look like him. I can kind of see it.
36% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Not a good movie. 2004.
You know what sharks do? They eat dolphin babies. Dolphins are not eating shark babies.
Well, no, because they're not savages, Chance.
Yeah, you need to be a savage in the Thunderdome of animals going down. You know, little.
Did you not just hear us talking about what the apex predator in the sea is?
Oh, it's the orca.
Yes.
I don't believe it. What? Fake news.
Believe it, Chance.
Fake news. The orca.
Have you seen those things? Have you watched Planet Earth? Have you seen? Have you seen how? No.
There's no dolphin week. There's shark week.
I'm telling you, orcas are better. Have you seen what they do to those poor seals out on the ice? They work together as a team and flip the seal off the ice, and then they just punt it around until it's dead.
Was Willie an orca?
Yeah.
His real name was Coco. A little tidbit if you didn't know.
Whose name was Coco?
Willie.
Free Willie?
Yeah. Free Willie's real name was Coco.
Huh.
Pretty sure. Maybe wrong. That was a good movie.
What about the crocodile?
You know
it wasn't Coco. It was
you know
Kaiko.
You know what else they have?
Kaiko.
Blackfish. Was that the documentary?
Huh?
The documentary about the killer whales.
I haven't ever
SeaWorld.
Watched a documentary about killer whales.
It's about how they were treated poorly at SeaWorld.
Everybody doesn't go to SeaWorld every year like you do.
I've never been to SeaWorld.
Why did you watch this video?
Long Gone Wild.
It's a documentary. It's on Netflix. You can watch it anywhere.
It's called Long Gone Wild.
What, do you have to go somewhere to watch a documentary?
Hey,
what is wrong with you people? Are you losing your mind?
You're talking about SeaWorld.
You do go to Disney World a lot. That's one of your family trips, so I thought maybe SeaWorld is also on the itinerary.
I'm talking about a documentary about the treatment of orcas at SeaWorld. Not that I've been. God.
It's called Long Gone Wild.
You people don't listen.
Have you ever been to SeaWorld?
Neither one of you listen to what I say.
Have you ever been to SeaWorld?
You just take my words, you twist them, it happens all the time.
I'm crying.
You don't have to cry.
I'm laughing so hard.
Long Gone Wild, the hope for the future, and the brutal truth about the international trade in captive orcas.
Yeah, Blackfish, 98%.
It seems like a sad movie.
It is, it's terrible, they treat them terribly.
Not a movie, documentary.
The film centers on five primary areas: the blackfish effect, what it did and didn't accomplish. An example, SeaWorld took a major hit to its bottom line, but the 20 orcas are still there. Okay, the case against captivity, orcas as sentient animals, the Whale Sanctuary Project, and the ominous threat to orcas posed by Russia and China. See, it's the Russians.
Always.
Tennessee 70, Vanderbilt 63.
Okay. Tennessee 80, Vanderbilt 60.
Tennessee 72, Vanderbilt 65.
Is that not the exact same score as when we played them up here? 80 to 60?
Maybe.
81 to 61.
It's also National Tortilla Chip Day.
Okay. That's a good one. That's it. Hey, go grab yourself some chips. Hey, have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be breaking down the game. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, 9 o'clock p.m. Talk Sports is up next. Have a great day.